This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're listening to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 3, Episode 24.
Welcome to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 3, with your host Zainab Hamdi. And welcome to the Ramadan Heart Detox Challenge. We are now on day 24. So either 5 or 6 days left of Ramadan. Inshallah you guys are sticking out this challenge. And you're keeping to all the rules. Your 2 pages of Quran a day. You're abstaining from music and Netflix binging. Inshallah this has been a productive Ramadan for you guys. So your article of the day is why we don't take advice productively and how to change that. So I remember when this article was done, one of the reasons why I wanted this article is because maybe this has happened to many of you as well. Has it ever happened that someone has come to you and given you unsolicited advice, Islamic advice, that often comes in the form of criticism or policing you? And especially when it comes in an unsolicited way, where, for example, you might enter the masjid and someone comes to you and says, excuse me, sister, this is not correct. You're dressed in an incorrect way. You're not praying in the correct way. And after a while, I got to thinking, like at the end of it, they are saying something that is beneficial for me. So, for example, if somebody corrects the way that I'm sitting when I'm praying or whatever, there is some benefit in that. But the way that they've said it has made me blind, or like has cut me off from being able to actually take the advice, because I'm so frustrated with the way that they have communicated it to me. And so this article goes through the different reasons why we struggle to actually take advice. Because one of the things is, as Muslims, we frequently complain, you know, people don't know how to give da'wah, people are not eloquent enough, they don't know how to do it appropriately. At the same time, people also don't know how to receive advice. Sometimes when people are advising us, we take it as a personal attack on ourselves, when that might not be the case. Sometimes we write someone off because we don't think they're qualified to give advice to us. And that mentality in itself is very dangerous, because it's basically assuming that you are better than someone else. And the thing is, can any of us actually say for sure that we are a better Muslim than someone else? Is that something that we're even allowed to say? So by humbling ourselves and recognizing that anyone is qualified to give us advice that will make us a better person, then that's something that we should do. The next thing though, the one key thing that stops us giving advice a lot of the times, there's two actually key points here that I wanted to go through. One of them being is the way that it's given. So some people, may Allah guide them, don't have any tact when it comes to giving advice. They can be very harsh. Sometimes they give it in a way where they're talking about you to someone else in front of you. And I've seen this happen. And it is quite a sad situation. But you need to sort of become immune to that. You need to not see that, look past it, and focus on the words that they are saying instead. The reason why is because this article starts off with an ayah in the Quran that says, those who listen to speech and follow the best of it, those are the ones that Allah has guided, and those are the people of understanding. Whatever speech we hear, we need to find a way to follow the best of it. Now, one of the other reasons that this article brings up is the generation gap. So sometimes we don't want to take advice from people because we say, well, what do they know? They come from a completely different time. They don't understand what life is like now for us. That can sometimes be from our parents. And what you guys have to understand is you need to look past that and look at their intentions. What are they saying to us? You know, at no point in our life do we ever become so experienced that we can't receive advice from someone. When we do that, we risk becoming arrogant. But not only that, people, when they are trying to advise us, especially when the people who love us, they're doing it with good intentions. They're doing it to help us be better, to help us be the best version of ourselves. Writing them off as being able to give us any advice because we feel like they don't understand us, we're closing off the door to a lot of barakah, to a lot of ways that we can change ourselves for the better. So that is your article for the day. The rest of your tasks for today are, you are going to send a simple gift to someone valuable in your life. So we've been doing gifts. Yesterday we had to make a gift. Today we're sending a simple gift. This can be anything. It can be 2 or 3 dates. It can be a handmade card. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be something handmade necessarily. You know, a lot of the open iftars that I've been going to, people have been buying, I don't know, packets of cakes. People have been making food from home and giving it out. That counts as a gift that you can give to someone. And then the last task of the day is you are going to host an evening halaqa on lessons from Surah Al-Kahf. So Surah Al-Kahf is a surah that we generally read every Friday. You can take whatever lessons you want. You don't have to go through Surah Al-Kahf completely. You can go through one of the four stories within it. You can just take one ayah from it and elaborate on that. If you can't host an evening halaqa by getting people to come over, you can do it via WhatsApp. Send a message explaining what are the benefits of Surah Al-Kahf, or what is the lesson from Surah Al-Kahf that we should all remember. And remember, WhatsApp messages have a habit of going viral. So if you've sent something that has really great wisdom in it and that you have advised in a very eloquent way that you would have done after reading your article of the day, imagine, you know, that message gets sent around to people and then they send it around to more people. How much ajr will you get for every person that reads that message? So these are your tasks for the day. Inshallah, you guys have a wonderful day, and I will be with you tomorrow as we start our last 5 days of Ramadan.